Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:22. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. According to The Guardian, U.S. intervention points to growing concerns over Israel's air defenses. After Hezbollah drone strike, any tit-for-tat strikes with Iran could pose a bigger problem still for Israel's defenses. Well, is this true? We wanted to chat to Dr. Ilana Speisman. She's a lecturer in the Department of Political Studies at Bar-Ilan University. Very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. So the impact, this the back and forth with the United States, the don't hit the nuclear, you can't hit the oil, but you can hit the TAD defense systems. It's got a very, very, if you'll excuse the expression, Middle East market feel to it. There seems to be a lot of bargaining happening here. Is it what it seems, or is there something else happening beneath the surface?
Well, first I'll tell you, if something happening beneath the surface, I have no idea. But I think this dynamics reflects the relations between U.S. and Netanyahu, because there's a lot of distrust between the parties. We saw that Biden administration constantly say in the last couple of weeks that they don't trust Netanyahu, that Netanyahu is a liar. And so this back and forth is aiming to make sure that what Israel promises it will do, it will actually do it. Now, if, I don't know, a year ago, this was something that goes without saying. If you talk to President Biden and promise him something, then you'll stand, you'll do what you promise. Mm-hmm. But now it's not the case. So the U.S. administration is very concerned about what's going on with Iran. And this is regardless of the question, what should be the proper response? Should be a proper response? Should we attack the nuclear or the oil or just to do something more symbolic? So even beyond these really, really important questions, this is the issue of trust between the two countries and more specifically the two leaders of the countries.
What would be the reason that the United States is asking Israel not to attack Iran's nuclear capability? Surely oil I could understand because it impacts on the world. Why then nuclear? Surely this is doing the job that the United States would want them to do.
Well, this is a big question what United States wants, because we're not really sure. We know that the administration doesn't want a very significant regional war. And they're afraid that a very significant attack on nuclear plants will bring us to this edge of the war. Now, this is problematic for many reasons. First, a regional war is problematic for world peace. But in addition to that, we're a very sensitive period in the U.S. because we are right before the election. Mm. So the administration doesn't want to shake the things too much. Although it's not succeeding very well, we see that a month before the elections, and it seems like the Biden administration cannot constrain Israel or dictate Israel what it's going to do on the one hand. On the other hand, the Biden administration can say to Israel, okay, we are not going to support you anyway, because as they constantly keep saying, they want Israel to be safe, and we see it in their decision yesterday, when they decided to bring to Israel more systems for to protect Israel against the airstrikes that coming from Lebanon, Iran, and all other places. Mm.
And in terms of timing, what's the general sense? Has Israel been waiting for the TAD system to be established? And how long does that take? Do we know?
No, we don't know. And actually, what we need to know about the system is that this is the first time that U.S. places such a system in Israel, and it changes a lot of the expressions Netanyahu had made about the fact that Israel was going to defend itself by itself. So this is something that's novel in the area. We don't know how long it's going to take, and for which uses is going to be used, because there are various threats coming on. And maybe it has to do with Iran and maybe not, but unfortunately, the Israeli public had no idea because Netanyahu did not give any interview to any Israeli news channel, any media, newspaper or TV channel or radio since October 7th. So we as Israeli public have no idea what Netanyahu plans, why, what are the consequences, and what should we prepare to. We basically learn about Israel future policy from the Washington Post or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, which is absurd, as you probably realize.
It is absurd. And the other problem is that there's not a high level of trust. So in another situation where there's a high level of trust, the message could be, I can't share this information. It's security sensitive, but you can trust that I'm making good decisions for the country. Unfortunately,
exactly.
There isn't that level, which does impact greatly.